Welcome back to another episode of NFT Catcher Podcast. We'd like to remind everybody that nothing on the show is meant as financial advice, and to please do your own research. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Now the subject is NFTs.
They're known as non-fungible tokens, or NFTs.
NFTs are exploding in popularity.
This is a technology that will forever change the way people interact.
So it is happening whether you understand it and like it or not.
This phenomenon is moving the digital.
You have now joined Jenny from the blockchain and Michael Keen on the NFT Catcher Podcast.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the NFT Catcher Podcast with me, Jenny from the blockchain, and my co-host, Michael Keen. For today's recap, we are going to talk about what has happened in the past week in the NFT space. Honestly, it's been kind of a chill week. It feels a bit like the calm before the storm. I feel like leading up to this Bitcoin halving on April 20th, everything's going to be a little bit chill. But I do expect things to start going crazy next month. But nonetheless, of course, there's always stuff to report on. Meme coins are going crazy, per usual. And but the NFTs have kind of, they've just been down and out. Just, you know, chilling, steady, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely been like going through the news and listening to the Twitter spaces. Like, we used to be like, we come on and be like, Jenkins the Valet did this, and Doodles did this, and Coolcast did this, and we're just, it's not a lot of that. It's a lot of farming for tokens and this DeFi application and what's coming. Mm-hmm. One thing, actually, I forgot to put on the list that I just remembered. This is actually really cool in the NFT space. Did you see X Copies Open Edition?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You didn't? On Base. You know about Base? Have you seen this Base?
Yes.
What's been going on? Yeah. So Coinbase is Ethel 2 Base, which there's no native token. You transact in Ethereum, which is really nice. And the gas fees are basically nothing. Xcopy did an open edition, is a collab with a second artist. I forget the name. And it was like this mosquito that you can like move around. Cool looking thing. I think they were $2.75 on average, depending on the price of Ethereum. And they did over 1 million mints in 24 hours.
Wow. That's wild.
It might have been the largest open edition of all time. Paid open edition, at least. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, for sure. And Base is having its moment. There's like meme coins on Base. And there's like, you know, a little ecosystem coming together on Base. A lot of the builders are over there, they're saying.
Okay.
But I forgot about that. Yeah, that's, yeah. And then Jack Butcher also did an open edition on Base. And I think he sold a lot of them also for just a few bucks. And that's going to be the new thing. Like, every artist now will remember, like, the Manifold open edition. Now it'll be the Base open edition. And you could sell them on Farcaster, like one-click mints, which is really cool.
Oh, are you still active on Farcaster? I know you have.
I wouldn't say active. Would you even say I'm active on Twitter?
I mean, I guess not.
Yeah, I mean, active is a relative term. Yeah, I like Farcaster. I go in there at least once a day. But Thread Guy got like some kind of $35,000 airdrop from his interactions on Farcaster.
I read that.
Yeah, I know.
From like tipping people.
We're
or something? Sleeper.
Yeah, I don't even know, man. This stuff is so weird. I'm like losing it. I'm an old man. Like, it's right.
I mean, I feel like it's always like you see, first of all, one in every 1,000 people like, oh my God, I made a bunch of money doing this.
Yeah, like, no, of course. And I mean, Thread Guy goes on there and he's going to get a ton of like engagement. He deserves everything he gets. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, he's, that was pretty interesting to see. And then I'm like, oh, I have 6 followers. Whatever it is.
Oh, on Farcaster 6.
Yeah, so I mean, it might be like 50.
You might be up now. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
2 digits at least.
I don't even want to look. Yeah, I'm double digits, man.
I am double.
Yeah. My airdrop was like 35 cents. His was 35,000.
Let's go.
Yeah. There's, I mean, what, like, looking at the collections, Bored Apes and Pudgies are both the same price right now, 13 ETH.
Neck and neck. Yep. Oh my God. Speaking of, I guess we didn't, did we not record last Sunday?
Yeah, we did. Right?
Oh, we did. Oh, oh no, we did the killer whales.
That's right. And then we talked a little bit about Starbucks. Yeah.
So I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, but Bunny, I forget his like actual Twitter username, but he's like this Bored Ape holder.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And he had tweeted out like, I think like a year ago or something, like, if Pudgy's flip Bored Apes, I'll tattoo a Pudgy penguin on my leg or on my body. And they ended up flipping like momentarily.
Oh, I'm looking at his pinned tweet. Yeah.
Yeah. And he ended up getting a tattoo of somebody else's Pudgy penguin on him.
Oh my God.
Like, he didn't have to follow through with that, but he chose to, which is pretty wild.
Nah, he's actually hosting a Twitter space right now. It's at the Bunny Official.
Oh yeah,
I know Bunny for sure. I've listened to him over the years.
Yeah, man, I remember back during the last bull market, like I used to like save everybody's images of their NFT tattoos, and I was up to like 50. Like, I was collecting pictures of people's NFT tattoos. Like,
you should do like a manifold open edition that's a mosaic of everybody's tattoo.
I feel like they might get mad at me.
That would be insane. But that would make it even more popular. It would be like an art thing. This is art, like, and then they'd be like, that's my IP. This is an art installation. Yeah.
But you know what? And the thing is, I have been seeing NFT tattoos recently on my feed. Like, I saw this guy with a Bored Ape neck tattoo, which is like,
oh my
crazy
God.
Who knows when he got that, but yeah, I would love to see everybody's NFT tattoos, because first of all, I think that's so crazy. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any.
I have a problem.
So.
I got my Inca Blink tattoo the night you gave it to me. I thought it was going to be like a grail, and then
yeah. No, I just think that's pretty wild. I already think tattoos in general are wild, because it's like you're literally permanently.
Yeah. Like, well, now you can get them. You can get them off pretty easily these days.
Can you?
You go to like people go to like Bali. And for real cheap, it's like a couple days, and like they give it a laser.
Right.
And they take them right off.
You have to do like multiple sessions over time.
Remember people used to get cover-ups? It'd be like a name, and then they like black the name out and put like a big butterfly over it or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. You remember I used to talk about Jay Moreno, the graphic. He's like what do you call it? Jay? An animator. Jay Marino. Oh. JMARINO. I just talk about him all the time. He makes these awesome videos. The one I used to love from like 2.5 years ago was called Japanese Garden. He just sent me in a DM his newest one. It's so cool.
Ooh.
I can't share yet, but it is. He's so good. I could send it to you guys, actually. I'll send it.
Let's go. Exclusive look.
Yeah. He's so good at what he does. He said when he mints it, it's going to be a real loop, but Vimeo doesn't access that. I just sent it to you. You can watch it as we're talking. So what else happened? BlackRock, they created a wallet and deposited 100 million USDC in there. They made a bid on crypto.eth. And then a bunch of people started sending them like NFTs and meme coins.
I saw that.
Someone sent them like a crypto dick butts. And
of course.
Like everything weird. And like
a tubby cat.
Yeah, a tubby cat. Goblin Town. And then someone actually sent them 0.95 ETH from Tornado Cash, which I guess that's like, it becomes like a legal issue. Because it becomes a legal issue or something.
Oh.
Because that money's like, you don't know where it came from.
They strategically did that to like.
I think so.
Mess with them. Oh.
Uh-huh. I know.
Classic.
So wild. Yeah, I know. It's like once you have a public address, like that's the weird thing about a public address is anything can get sent there and it's there forever. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Like all of our hidden folders, I'm still getting crap all the time.
Yeah.
And especially with the L2s now, people are going to be airdropping stuff for free. Like it's nothing.
Right. I just watched the video, by the way, that you sent. It's really cool. That must have taken a long time.
Oh, I know, dude. He's incredible. He's incredible. Japanese Garden is one he did a long time ago that's really good, but he's done a lot of different stuff. He's down in Argentina. He lives in Argentina. He's from Argentina.
Shout out, Jay Marino.
Yeah, brilliant. We've talked about him a handful of times on the pod, but it's probably been a long time.
Yeah, you used to always talk about like NFT artists, like small NFT artists that were like up and coming.
Yeah. I used to ask our guests to shout out some artists. We should start doing that again. Mm-hmm. Give the artists some love.
Speaking of artists, our last interview, if you guys haven't listened to it, definitely check it out with Kath.
Yeah. Great.
We actually recorded that several weeks ago, and I'm excited that we finally have it out because she has been a dream guest for a while, and I've literally been DMing her for over a year, a year and a half, like trying to get her on the pod, and finally we made it happen. So
I remember the first time when I really started following, like I knew who she was for a long time, but I didn't really know. And then when we had John Knopf on, we were talking about the old Clubhouse days and he brought her up, and then I started looking, and that was like right when she was going on this crazy trip to Patagonia, and I started following her then. So yeah, that was really fun. Chatting it up. Kath is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, something else happened I didn't put on my list. I actually tweeted about it. There's a new Kevin Hart movie on Netflix called Lift. And I'm not going to say it's a great movie. It's like a kind of comedy, action, adventure, heist movie. But it's like all about NFTs.
Wait, really?
Well, so the whole first part of it, they're at an auction. And he bids $20 million on... Spoiler alert, possibly. Not really. Whatever. It's
don't watch it. It's bad. Okay.
I know. It's not great. I mean, I think I watched the whole thing, so whatever. But so the whole first part, he's at this auction bidding on an NFT by this artist N8. And he bids $20 million for it and wins it. And then he like kidnaps the artist and tries to steal the NFT. And like a lot of the movie, they talk about NFTs like a bunch of times.
Wow.
Yeah. It's funny.
Interesting.
Yeah.
NFTs.
At one point, his love interest was like, "You're relegated to stealing NFTs now. Isn't that tacky?" She said.
Stealing. That's interesting. Stealing NFTs.
She goes, "Isn't that tacky?"
That's called scamming. That's very common in the space.
Yeah. It was... It was cool to see. I guess NFT in the mainstream, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It didn't really show it in the great, not a horrible light, but not a great light, but it's fun. It was fun to see. I had no idea when the family put the movie on, and all of a sudden, I watched Dumb and Dumber with my kids over the weekend.
How was that?
Awesome. That movie holds up. It's so funny. The kids loved it. A couple curse words.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was so funny. We were cracking up.
That's fun.
Yeah. What else happened to NFTs? You know, Whiff, the dog Whiff hat, that meme, the dog with that little cap on?
Oh, yeah. With the like little pink beanie thing.
Did you see that the owner sold that on ETH? They sold an NFT at auction. You see what it went for?
Oh, yeah, I did. I don't know how. I can't remember how much it went for, but.
Went for $4.3 million. Dang, it's one of those like weird moments. Like, how does that stuff? Who are these people?
Yeah, who's buying this?
Because you know, it's one of those ones that'll be like in 2 years, they'll be like, oh, they bought it for 4.3 and resold it for 65,000. You know,
65,000.
It'll be one of those cents.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know. Maybe they just wanted the original. I mean, that's weird.
Yeah, there's been some weird one of those.
Could be wash trading.
Definitely could be. Definitely could be for there was another $16 million punk sale this week. Another alien, I believe.
I saw that. Yeah. And it's the second largest crypto punk sale to date.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was the largest? Was it recent or was it like one of the vintage ones?
I think it was the one that Deepak... But I want to say it's an alien CryptoPunk.
Yeah.
I can look it up right now.
I kind of remember. Was that last summer? I remember a huge.
Yeah, it was, I believe, 2022.
Oh, 2022. Okay.
Let me see. Let me.
Oh, that is the summer I'm thinking. That is. I remember, it was probably in July of 2022, July or August.
February 12th, 2022. It went for 8,000 ETH, which was $23.7 million at the time.
Damn.
Oh, wait. You know what? I guess this one's number three. I lied.
Okay.
Wait. Where is it? Where is. Hold on. Maybe not. Why don't
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Top sales by Ether value. Okay. Sort by USD. Okay. Yeah. I forget which one. Is it? Was it the one with the pipe in its mouth or the one with the headband?
I think the pipe was the one just recent, right?
Okay. Then that, yeah, it is number two. And it went for 4.85K ETH, 16.42 million. So, yeah. By USD value, it's the second.
All right, yeah.
And they had
literally bought it. Did you pull it up? Did you pull it up on CryptoSlam? Because I just pulled it up and I have all the top sales.
Oh, I just pulled it up on CryptoPunks website.
It's probably the same. Yeah, the number one was the 23 million. Number two, like you said, was this one. Number three was the one 21 days ago. And number four was
the same exact one that's now number two, but they had bought it 3 years prior for.
Oh yeah, that's number six. That's number six.
Yeah. Oh, that shows it's number six for you.
Yeah. Well, I see two ape punks at 4 and 5, 10 million and 8 million.
Okay. Well, oh yeah. It does show that. Well, anyway, I don't know. Actually. Oh yeah. This is sorted by ETH, I guess. And then anyways, I'm just on the CryptoPunks website, but regardless, it seems like the big whales are deciding to buy some. I mean, two alien punk CryptoPunk sales this month, like, is actually insane.
That is insane.
So yeah, we're gearing up, folks.
4,500 ETH. Could you imagine?
That's crazy.
I know. Unbelievable. Another piece of generational wealth we miss is this Runestones. You know, Leonidas, the guy that's been on Ordinals from the beginning. He was always into the historical NFTs, crypto skulls and all that. I guess he dropped whatever Runestones is, and there is 112,400 of them. The floor price is very high. Yeah. Floor price is really high, like almost an ETH, but it's in Bitcoin. And which makes for a gigantic market cap and really interesting. Jeez. I don't even know how people got them, what kind of drop it was. They might have been free from what I hear. They might have been free, honestly. I sound very uneducated, but.
Do you have any Bitcoin NFTs?
Nah, I don't. I have my Magic Eden wallet now, so I'm ready to, but I just haven't.
They're so expensive. Which is really a shame.
They're very expensive. Obviously the ones that are popular are expensive. I'm having a hard time dialing in. I mean, I know it's a miss because, like, obviously these things did very well and we were sitting here the whole time. Like, I wish I would have had a bunch, but don't.
It's all good. You will have a win soon with Nate Alex, his Natives project that's coming out soon.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like weird to sell it.
Yeah, you can't sell it probably. Yeah, right. I mean,
you too. What do you mean? I'm gonna have a win. What about you?
True. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna hold mine probably, although I know he's doing some game with it.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be like a 10-day game is what it is, and I think there's gonna be a big prize to the winner. Like, I'm guessing
we're trying to get him on the pod, folks, so hopefully we can get him on to talk about it.
He hinted that he's a big fan of Squid Games, that it's like something like that. Okay. I was actually thinking of putting together a group of friends, but I don't know if I have that much motivation for it. Like, to like have like an alliance, because there's going to be tribes.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. If you want to be serious about it.
So or can we sell be it. Allies or are we enemies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're definitely allies.
Okay. Let's go.
And
let's go.
We have some other people on the list from our pod friends, like Adder Lumen, Mark Lowe is on there, Marka, and who else? There were definitely a few others
on the list. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Andy. I don't think Andy's on the list, sadly. That was a tough one.
You know what? Andy's busy being a celebrity.
I know. Andy is acting tomorrow in a Martin Scorsese film. He's a background actor, pretty amazing. We're very proud of him.
Wait, is it actually in a Martin
Scorsese film? Martin something. It might be Martin Jones.
Okay. So someone else, but yeah. So Andy is basically becoming a celebrity, and he's going to be a famous actor. You'll see him in the background of movies now.
Andy's got some real movie credits. There's some classic movies, specifically M. Night Shyamalan movies, where you can find Andy Cinquino the credits. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I don't know if he wants to vouch for that, but he might be a little too tired right now. But absolutely, you can find. And I think he gets a quarter of a cent every time somebody streams that movie. Might be a tenth of a cent.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
We need like a compilation video of Andy like being in movies.
Just like credits like rolling through. Yeah. And background scenes. I think he does have some background scene credits too. Andy was big time.
And now he's with us at the NFT Catcher Pod.
We're very lucky. I mean, we're very lucky. Almost
we have the best of the best.
Oscar nominated. I mean, I think some of the movies he worked on were almost nominated for Oscars.
Let's go.
Yeah. And he also worked on a bad movie. The Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez movie, right? Andy's probably cracking up right now. What? Like, what are you talking about? It was filmed in Philadelphia, and it was really bad.
What did he do for the movie?
I think it's like a key grip. I don't know.
Let's go.
Assistant to the... Here he goes. Ha ha. Jersey Girl, it was called.
Jersey Girl. Okay. Now I'm going to watch that now. Just so he said, Andy said
he's trying to get ready for bed, cracking him up. Love it. Oh my God. It is a slow week, but we're having fun.
Yes, always.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got going on this week?
Ghostface Killah. You know him? You probably don't, do you?
No, I don't think I do.
Ghostface Killah. He's a classy gentleman. One of the Wu-Tang Clan. Ghostface. RZA, the Jizza, Old Dirty Bastard, Inspect the Deck, Rake One, Ghostface Killah, and M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Ghostface Killah. I don't think I got that all right. That was so bad.
That was good.
Yeah.
Keep going.
The RZA, the Jizza, Old Dirty Bastard. Hey, get off my cloud. You don't know me and you don't know my style. Here I am, the Method Man. Yes.
Finally, we get Michael rapping. Let's go.
Don't clip that.
It's a rare moment.
Don't clip that. But he's dropping 10,000 ordinals for free, and it's actually music, and you get the rights to the music, CCO.
Oh.
Yeah. So I actually was hoping to see if I can get on the allow list. And one of the people helping him, do you know Skrilla? What's his name? He's like an artist and he's done a bunch of other stuff. I've met him before.
Skrillex, like the EDM?
No. I love Skrillex though. Skrillex was my guy back in the day, like a long time ago when he first came out.
Yeah.
Well, because I was in Denver doing the ticket thing and he was so popular and he did a couple. It just was so much fun and we were like crushing it. His music. I always like Skrillex. For some reason, like I'm not a huge EDM guy, but I love Skrillex.
He has some bangers.
It's I can't find this guy right now. But he's helping. No, I definitely can't find him. Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool to get on the allow list for that and get a free ordinal.
Yeah.
So that I'm actually gonna try and do that. Get my first one.
Then we can play it on the pod.
Yes, we could use it as our opening music. Ghostface Killah.
We'll make podcast.
Not my favorite. You ever listen to Wu-Tang, or is that like way before your time?
I guess it's before my time.
Jeez.
I've heard of them. I don't know if I don't know if I know any of them. Maybe I do. I don't know.
That'd be a good one to listen to. This Method Man, like the classic. What's another? I don't know. You probably know Old Dirty Bastard. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. That was one of them.
I don't know. I do not. Okay, know maybe that? I don't
oh,
know.
You are so young. Oh my God.
Well, also maybe it just wasn't my. I know. I don't know what.
I mean, their albums came out in like 93 and 96.
Okay, yeah, so I was born in 95, so like.
Right. Yeah. It's hilarious. There's just like I've actually gotten some moments recently where I realized how old I'm getting. Like I was watching college basketball game over the weekend, and I saw one of the coaches. And like, I remembered him playing, but more than that, he looked like a gray old man. I was like, how old am I getting? Like, I like a lot of the players, like I remember their fathers playing.
That's kind of cool, though.
Kind of cool.
Excited about that. Don't be one of those old people who are like, oh my God.
Oh, I'm not. So no, old. I mean, honestly, to be honest with you, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. You know, you can't fight the time. So yeah. I'm just going to enjoy it. And you know, I'm about to be 45 and time is definitely moving. Like somebody put something out there that like 1980 is as far away from now as 1980 was to like 1934. I was like, God, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so like people thinking about 1980 right now is like when I was a kid thinking about 1935 or whatever.
It just are you still doing hot yoga?
Every day, every single day. I was there today.
Wow, you're still on a roll. That's great.
Yeah, well, not okay. So I probably miss one day a week, like where I'll have a call, but I have a schedule that I'm locked in. I know exactly which class I want to go to each day. And if I have to miss it, I have to miss it. But I go just about every day. Check out the muscles.
Oh, damn. What the heck?
Right? Oh, I am. Yeah, I'm telling you, Jen. Wait till you see. When we get together, probably maybe you're going to go to Consensus.
Yeah, I am definitely. Head.
Yeah, all you see is my head normally. And I'm crushing it. I'm crushing it. I'm doing
that's great.
Like there's like 50 push-ups every day added in, like all kinds of stuff. Get a really good sweat. Yeah. I've never been in such good shape. I just keep no matter what, I'm just gonna keep telling myself, just keep going, keep going, keep going. Cause I really see the results and I'm improving and I'm lasting longer. Like I'm really doing it's really awesome.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. I recommend hot yoga to anybody. I love yoga. It. It's the best thing I ever did. Yep.
That's the alpha, folks.
It is. It's the alpha. Because, like, especially if you're doing different teachers and different routines, like, you work out every different muscle set. And, like, I don't know. I definitely have muscles I've never seen before on my body that are starting to pop out.
Ever.
Like, even when I played football and everything.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we're actually going to a water park, so I'm going to miss yoga tomorrow. That's why I had to caveat that I don't go every single day.
But right, right.
If anybody wants to go, it's Evolution Yoga on Hillsboro and 441.
Oh, just doxes a location.
Just stuff my yoga studio.
Please blur that out, Andy, please.
If anybody wants, and I have a set schedule. Mondays, I'm there at 12:45, Tuesdays, 10:30.
Well, you know where I find Michael, folks.
Yeah, you know where to find me.
Hopefully he doesn't have to change his yoga place that he goes to since he has now revealed it.
Oh, no. You mean like if somebody could like, there are things that could
like
happen.
Like a stalker or like, you know, you never know.
Well, I don't care about a stalker. Yeah, I wouldn't want somebody like calling up there and like, well, I don't know. Who knows? Don't give people ideas.
Exactly. Always have to play on the safe side. Better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, what if they'll be like, Michael, privacy. We got a call from somebody that says you scammed them you told them to buy Smileverse and they put their life savings.
Yeah.
What are they talking about?
Exactly.
I know. You're right, Jenny. You're always right.
Anyways, I always have to be the parent over here.
You're always right. That'd be fun if people went to yoga with me. If like
I know. Okay. Looking on the bright side of things, if people just showed up and they're like, yo, I listen to your podcast.
Yo.
Here I am.
You said you'd be here at 12:45 on Monday. Let's go.
Yeah. That would be sick.
Yeah. All right. Nobody's coming after me. They're not coming after my Inca Blink.
That's not worth maybe $1.
It's unsellable. The ETH mainnet NFTs, once they get to a certain point, they're unsellable. That's the problem with
ETH.
Oh,
right. It more like costs money to sell it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. They're literally unsellable at that point. you can accept the bid, but then you got to pay the gas.
Which is great for tax loss harvesting, but not anything besides that.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's always been the problem with the ETH mainnet, and we've said it. And now you got Base, you have Blast, which is doing a lot of this. Like, there's going to be a lot of L2s popping. Like I said, even a couple episodes ago, I'm familiar with at least a handful more L2s that are coming later this year.
Okay.
Yep. From the insider talks that I've been having.
Inside info, folks.
The cabal meetings.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. No. Nobody wants me in the cabal. I'm trying, though.
Okay. Well, you might have to sell your soul, so I don't know if it's worth it. Save your soul.
Yep. I'll be in the cabal for the airdrops. You're not going to NFT NYC, are you?
I'm not.
Nah.
I'm not either. I'll see about it on Twitter, but yeah. I'm not going. I'm curious how the Doodles event turns out. It's supposed to be some like grayscale event, you know, where it's like instead of colorful,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I've been seeing those Doodles that are gray. That's interesting. Yeah.
Also, I never got my my G-Shock Doodles watch and like the other merch that I got. And
no way.
I guess so. I had gotten a piece of paper that was like some notice where it was like, oh, we tried to deliver it, but we needed your signature and you weren't home.
Oh my God.
Which is so annoying. It's like, just freaking drop the damn package off. And so then I had to try to reschedule it, them to come again, but then they never came again. And then I think they're just going to send it back. So
it's so hard to get. That's a lot of money too. That sucks.
Well, yeah, I guess I'll just get my money back because I don't know. It's just weird, but
you should DM Poopy.
Yeah, and be like, yo.
Just be like, yo, dude, are you serious?
Give me my Doodle G-Shock watch.
Do you need me FUDing the timeline right now?
Yeah, you don't want this FUD from me. Yeah, come on.
You need me FUDing right now. Is that what you're trying to, is that what you want to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, let me see. I guess it's back. Oh, great. It's back at the Los Angeles USPS facility. So I don't know. I got to figure out either how to get it or what the situation is. But anyway, it is what it is. Maybe I wasn't meant to have it.
No doubt. What is this? I'm looking at Crypto Slam right now. Sorry, I went quiet. What is this? Howdy Hats. I think I was supposed to get an airdrop for that, but I didn't sign up for it from that Roger Dickerman project. There's probably so much that I'm missing. Howdy Hats.
I don't know. Howdy Hats.
They're not selling for that much. All right, let's see. I'll run through Crypto Slam real quick. Oh, we do, collection rankings by volume over the last 7 days across all blockchains. Number one, as per usual recently, is uncategorized ordinals, which I think is just a whole bunch of different stuff. Number two is CryptoPunks based off of the $16 million sale. Number three is NodeMonks, another Bitcoin NFT. Number four is Bored Ape Yacht Club. Number five is Dmarket Mythos, back up there with $6.9 million. Number seven is Mad Lads on Solana. Number eight is BRC20s. We always confused by all these. Number eight is Gods Unchained. Very nice. Nine is Pudgy Penguins. And 10 is Ferganas on Solana, which has consistently been top 10 recently.
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
Well, that is the news for the week, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully next week will be a little more exciting, but that's what we got. And yeah, we will catch you guys in the next episode of the NFT Catcher Pod. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the NFT Catcher Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and learned something new about the exciting world of NFTs. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you really love what you're hearing, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite platform. If you want to stay up to date with the latest news and insights from the NFT space, be sure to follow us on all the socials at NFT Catcher Pod. You can follow Jennifer at Jennifer_Pseudo and Michael at NFTicket. I'm your producer, Andy, and I'm at AJC254. Our theme song's by It's Just Los. We always appreciate your feedback and support, which helps us reach more people and bring you informative and engaging content about NFTs. We look forward to bringing you more great NFT content in future episodes. Thanks for listening. Peace.